I'm Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts. Thanks for listening to the first episode of Scoop with a Soup today. I'm Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools, and I am here with our communications director. I'll her introduce herself.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Peters.
So I had this brainstorm of an idea to communicate with our community, our staff, and our students, and try a podcast. I'm a very avid podcast listener. I'm an audiobook listener. I listen to them in my car. I listen to them in the morning when I'm getting ready. And I thought maybe this would be a great tool to reach our families. So we're trying our first episode of Scoop with a Soup. And thank you for joining us. I'll tell you a little bit about my path to superintendency. I started in Washington Local Schools 23 years ago. I taught at another district and came over as the principal of Jackman Elementary. Spent 8 amazing years there and had a great staff, great students, connected with a lot of families that I still, have friendships and connect with. So that was amazing. Moved into Washington Junior High as the principal there for 3 years. Again, wonderful staff, wonderful family, wonderful students. Then the opportunity in the summer came up kind of late about the principal at Whitmer High School, and I was super reluctant. It was just not something I ever thought of. I thought I was much more of an elementary person, but I took a leap of faith and became the principal of Whitmer High School, and it was absolutely one of the best decisions I've ever made.
That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Doing that together, yeah. I was at the high school when Christy was. What was there any differences between being an elementary, junior high, and high school principal? Are those the same?
No. So it's funny. The kids are different. In the elementary, you're a rock star. You see the kids in the grocery store. They're hugging you. They love you. They're high-fiving you. You get to the high school, the junior high is kind of in the middle. Some still acknowledge you when you see them out in public, and some are like, eh. And then when you get to the high school, it's a whole other ballgame. You certainly have those connections, but it's not as cool to talk to your principal in public when you're in the high school. So
now imagine your kids being in the school where you were principaling.
Well, that actually happened. So my daughter had me at Jackman. She actually wrote a college essay about this because she had me as her Jackman principal, and then she had me again at Whitmer High School. Poor thing. She survived, and it's probably better for it, but it wasn't always easy. My son only had me for 1 year, his freshman year, and that was kind of right out of COVID, so it wasn't quite the same. But he did have the pleasure of having me as a principal for a year.
Did you feel like their friends were always trying to get the hookup?
Sometimes they would exchange information. I get information from them, and if I would give some information or some firsthand knowledge. So it was fun. It was a great time, and I really loved my time at Whitmer High School. Just such a talented staff, and the kids are amazing. I said this: Whitmer High School is like Vegas; it never sleeps. There's so much activity and so much going on, and I loved that energy at the high school.
I don't think people realize it's like a small city.
It is. No, I say that all the time. Then I was there for 8 years, and then I moved into the assistant superintendent position. I spent 3 years there. It was really nice for me. I had a global perspective, got to really work with all the administrators, all the principals, and really just kind of see what goes on in all the buildings and help lead some initiatives like safety, security, really principal leadership. And I love that part of the job. So that was my past 3 years, and now here I am, superintendent.
I don't think a lot of people know the assistant superintendent kind of oversees and helps the principals. That's sort of like the primary role.
It's actually the best part of the job, being a leader of leaders. So we had a good rapport. They would work with me. We connect. We would plan professional development. But that was really one of my favorite parts of being the assistant superintendent, is leading the administrators. So one of my, I'm going to talk about my family. So I mentioned a little bit Riley and Brody. My husband actually graduated from Whitmer in 1986. I'm dating him here. He coaches football. He's one of the assistant coaches, coached for several years at Whitmer and loves that. He just retired, so he will be home, helping out at home. Well, I move into the superintendency, and probably I'm never home, so that would work out well for him, I think.
Now, was he in education?
Nope. He was a Toledo firefighter, very proud, spent 31 years there, great career, but he's ready to be home, and I have a nice little, some honeydew projects for him, so he'll stay plenty busy.
Is he like first man? Is there a name for the superintendent's husband?
I think some of his friends have made some names up for him, so yes, I do believe there's a name. My daughter was a 2018 graduate from Whitmer. She K-12. My kids were in the district. She graduated. She went to Eastern Michigan, and she now works at the University of Michigan in the ER as a nurse. Her husband, she just got married in February, graduated in 2019, and they did meet in Whitmer, which is actually younger than that, in Washington Local Schools, which is very adorable.
Did they meet in like a mutual activity? Like, was she into clubs and sports, or?
They actually met at, my mother was in an assisted living, and Caden's mom worked there. And so they met really young in elementary there, and then they kind of connected back in high school. So super cute story. So both of those, Caden and Riley, both Whitmer grads. And then my son Brody just graduated in 2024, and he's starting UT in the fall. We're really excited for him, and he is going to be part of the Rocket Marching Band. He was part of the Whitmer band,
so cool.
And that was his home, and those were his people, and he loved it. So I'm so happy that he can continue that into college and make those connections hopefully there.
And he did theater in high school, didn't he?
He did. He loved that as well. And I always thought he was super shy and doesn't talk a lot, but boy, he opened up in theater.
I wonder if he'll continue that in his college years.
He wouldn't be surprised if he did some of that and dabbled. Yeah. He loved it. So. Yeah. So that's my personal about my family. Why the podcast? And again, I started with that. I want to communicate. It's one of my goals is communication. And I thought that a podcast would be a way to increase communication, keep the community informed. I mentioned that I love that. Go ahead.
Yes, I said yes. That would
So I would love to cover topics that you want covered. So if you have any ideas or topics for me, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. To let me know what you want to hear from me about. What can I share? Who can I bring on that would inform you and keep you looped into what's happening in Washington Local Schools? As you prepare for the start of the year, we've been preparing all summer, but please check out the district website. We have calendars, supply lists, forms. Our Power School is up and running, and you can update your InfoSnap, so please get on and do that.
If you have any problems updating your Power School, go ahead and just contact your building principal. A couple people have forgotten their passwords. It's easy to forget over the summer, but it's really easy to redeem, and we can get you back on and moving.
Yes, and secretaries and principals are all back, is it this week?
Yeah
this week. Holy moly. So they're back. You'll be getting communications from them, so just, you know, be ready, but we have been preparing. Everyone's kind of back in back-to-school mode. And in fact, next week on our episode, you're going to be hearing from some key folks talking about transitioning back to school. So we're really excited about that episode.
That's important. Kids aren't ready yet to come back to the grind and routine of school.
I'm guessing some adults aren't either. So
that's true.
So we all probably need to tune into that. So. anything else, KP, that I missed or should share?
No, I think you covered it. We're so excited to see our community back on our campuses again.
We absolutely are. That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!